The second one is benchmarking. What is benchmarking? It is the standard that is kept where the best practices in the world various organizations are having. If we can compare that to our organization and we can improve upon by keeping such standards which are the best practices in various best of the organizations that are there. So comparing key metrics of performance with those of other comparative organizations is what is known as benchmarking. The advantage of benchmarking is such that if the organization wants to become competitive, they should identify the areas of improvement with available best practices model in other organizations so that they know what best can be done, what best can be imitated from the other organizations, because the results they got were wonderful because of those processes, and then they can implement the same thing in their own organization to improve upon the various HR processes, HR policies and the programs that they are going to follow, so that overall one can get the results in much better way and all organization strategic objectives and goals can be achieved more efficiently and effectively. Let's understand how is the benchmarking done. First and foremost, one should establish the benchmark focus. In the present scenario of the organization, what is the most important aspect which is required for our organization, we will find out first. Say suppose the market share is going down. So our benchmark focus should be on market share. Which is the best organization in the world where the market share is improving much more as compared to other organizations. So we should benchmark what is our market share and compare to that vis-a-vis what is the market share of that particular company which is in a similar business. Now you find out how they are achieving this kind of market share. What are the methods they are using for production, quality products and quality services, for marketing, sales, the right kind of purchasing procedures or the training and development of their own people, how they are achieving this kind of market share. So then you do planning and research to find out how it is being done and plan out over a period of 3 months or 6 months to do the research in this area and then collect the data, authentical data, and then you analyze that data to find out what is wrong in our organization and how they are better in their organization to achieve such wonderful results. And this will give us an idea of some recommendations for improvement, and that is being given by the HR experts after analyzing all these data. And then it is shared with the line managers and other top managers. And finally, one should implement those things and monitor how it is progressing over a period of 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, like that, and whether it is giving the result of improvement of the market share or not. Similarly, whatever are the benchmark focus that we have identified for our organization based on the overall functioning of the organization and overall the results that the organization is getting, one should do all this process for all kinds of benchmark focus and finally achieve the best results for the organization and compare it, measure it with the other organization in future to see whether there is an improvement in our measurement of HR effectiveness or not. Then comes the third approach, that is ROI approach. ROI stands for return on investment. It's an evaluation framework where the various types of data are collected, where different levels of evaluation may be done. A process model or a systematic process is there, where you are going to do the evaluation planning. First, plan what kind of evaluation you want to do. Then you collect the data for that, say cost per hire, cost per employee turnover. So based on whatever data you want to collect, based on your requirement, collect the data properly and find out the separate the effects of the HR initiative which can be taken for this particular aspect and convert this data into monetary values for HR. Usually we say HR is usually more or less intangible, but one has to try to convert this data into monetary values as much as possible, and finally then only we can, whatever is measured can be found out exactly where we lack and can be improved upon. So then you tabulate the HR programs to improve your processes and calculate the return on investment. Return on investment is equal to net HR initiative benefits divided by HR initiative costs. Whatever HR initiative benefits we are getting, net of that divided by the all the costs that are occurring for the HR initiative that has been taken, whether it is in training and development, whether it is in recruitment, whether it is campus recruitment, whether it is consultants, all that is collated, and then one can find out what is the return on investment one is getting out of this particular aspect of HR. One should identify not only the tangible benefits but also the intangible benefits, ultimately the quality of the work, the customer satisfaction, the attitude of the employees. All these things are also going to ultimately affect the tangible benefits also. So one should identify what are the various intangible benefits we are getting out of this thing that we are implementing in our HR. So one should report all the results. One should have operating standards, and standard operating procedures should be there. One should apply this into various practices and monitor it. So implementation will be HR tool to be appropriately utilized, and it should be internalized with HR function. It should not be remaining only on the paper, but it should be internalized by each and every employee, and they should implement it with full conviction and compassion so that it is going to give us the right results. One should overcome the resistance to change by assigning responsibilities to people who are really dedicated to this so that they will be more motivated. One should develop the requisite skills among the people to implement these things, and one should build the plans and set the goals for each and every supervisor, middle manager, top manager, etc., to ultimately achieve the results in the most effective and efficient manner. So let's understand what are the various factors which can drive the decision of selection of approaches. First and foremost, one should see to it that we require senior management's commitment to go through all these approaches and select the right kind of approach. Then only one can achieve the results. Otherwise it remains on the paper, or otherwise the commitment of the HR managers towards achieving the implementation of these approaches will not be adequate, because if the senior manager is not concerned for this to the right extent, if they are not going to give the right kind of communication to the lower management, probably people are not going to be that committed to implement whatever HR people are telling, and then naturally one cannot achieve the results after selecting the right approach also. So requirement of senior management is extremely important for this. Then there are specific drivers which is going to help enhance the measurement in the system, one should consider those drivers in the form of right kind of standard operating procedures, right kind of quality criteria, right kind of inventory management, etc. in case of manufacturing organization, then only one can enhance the measurement in the system where all people should be involved with full commitment. Measurement focus within the organization should be there. People should not feel that these are some of the HR functions which are just not possible to give value to. They are intangible, and in that case we cannot do much about it. That kind of mentality, that kind of mindset should go, and one should try to give the measurement focus within the organization to all the HR criteria with the right kind of KPIs to be formulated. One should have the availability of all the resources to conduct the evaluation. People should not say that we don't have sufficient fund to do all this kind of jugglery for evaluating the various HR indices and all. Desire of the HR function should be there to take the leading edge, then only it can occur, and essential information from HR should be available in the form of their attitudes, in the form of the comparison of cost and benefit, and right kind of information should be available, then only one can measure all the indices and get the outcome of these HR measurement effectiveness in the right direction for the top management to take action and implement it throughout the HR of the organization to achieve the strategic goals for future also. Now, as we have seen, the Kaplan had given us the balanced scorecard where they have talked about not only the productive measures but also people measures and process measures to be taken into consideration, where one has to think about the strategies to be followed for all the stakeholders and not only the profitability. So one has to see about the balanced scorecard and how HRM is going to be a part of this balanced scorecard, how people can be taking an important role in achieving the balanced scorecard for all the stakeholders of the organization. One has to understand that. So basic premise of balanced scorecard is a business will be successful if it satisfies the needs of investors. Naturally, investors are very important for any organization. Because of them, the most important initial resource, that is finance, is provided by them to start the business. So the needs of investors, when they have given money, naturally they are not there to do only charity. They have given money in order to earn better return on the money given by them. So return on investment, naturally they are interested in, of higher and higher interest rates or higher and higher returns they want out of the money that they have put in for the business. So needs of investors has to be satisfied. Secondly, the customers for whom the business is there, their products or the services. Ultimately, the customer satisfaction and customer delight is extremely important. If they are not satisfied, naturally they are not going to buy the product or services, or they are not going to be the brand ambassadors for this organization. By word of mouth, they are not going to tell others to buy these products or services, and hence customers' needs are also equally important. And the third one, employees, who are the people of the organization who are producing these products, who are giving the services to the customers. Unless they are having present personalities, unless they are committed to give the quality products and services, naturally nothing will work out. All the investment done by the investors may go into drain if the organization cannot produce the high quality services and high quality products. Similarly, if the employees are not bothered or the quality of the products or services, naturally the customer's satisfaction or delight will not occur. And hence the basic premise of a balanced scorecard is that a business will be successful if and only if all these three needs of investors, customers and employees are taken care of. So HR should integrate people measures into balanced scorecard by one, productivity measures, whereby the output by input should improve, whereby people will be giving better results only when they are having job satisfaction. Then only the productivity will increase. So they have to take the productive measures, they have to take the people measure. Now they should know exactly what people are doing, whether they are competent enough to do that kind of job or not. By performance appraisal one can find out, by taking interviews one can find out at the time of selection. And if we feel that there is a discrepancy, they should be sent for the right kind of training program, be it on-job training or off-job training. So they should have the people measures of what people are doing, whether they are having the right kind of positive mental attitude, whether they are ready to learn new things and they are not going to resist the change that may occur, that may be required for the organization. Secondly, how people feel about it. Emotionally, if the people are attached to the organization, committed to the organization with positive mental attitude, then only they can give us the right results. When that will occur? When their working conditions are good, they are being compensated adequately, probably better than other organizations. Their security and safety measures are taken care of, their self-esteem is taken care of. By giving them the promotions, their career development should occur, that they should be given right kind of training programs and development programs. This is how, when we take care of all those things, they are highly motivated, then naturally they will feel satisfied and they will be committed to the organization, loyal to the organization. And what people know. So the HR must look into the competency matrix of the organization's employees. Each and every employee position clarification should be made and found out what are the competencies this person is having, and based on the competencies he should be kept in the right department where his skills will be utilized, his knowledge will be utilized, and it should go a step further by improving their skills and knowledge and abilities with the right kind of behavior, attitudes, so that they can improve upon their, they are motivated to do better and learn new things in the present scenario of change that's occurring globally, and then only the organization can succeed. Then comes the process measures. There are various processes for the HR people to be formulated. Right kind of policies, processes and programs are to be made by the HR people, HR managers, so that it is going to be in line with the strategic requirement of the organization goals. So what are the elements of HR scorecard? First and foremost will be workforce success. Ultimately, whatever number of employees you have got, they should function optimally with the right mental attitude so that they achieve the organization goals. The goals given to them for the MBO process, management by objective process, which are in line with the strategic objectives of the organization. So the workforce success, when it occurs, when you have got a highly talented, highly engaged employees who are committed to the organization and enthusiastic to work better and better for the organization, when such employees you have got and developed, it will lead to workforce success, and that's what will accomplish all the key strategic objectives effectively and efficiently. they have got right to HR costs. Various costs are involved for human beings, for the employees of the organization. Right from the recruitment, selection, the employee benefits in the form of right kind of compensation, fringe benefits, the employee welfare in the form of canteen, transport, the right kind of working conditions, personal protective equipment if required, the cultural programs which can be made, gymnasium, yoga room, etc., etc., right kind of counselors to take care of their mental health, to prevent the addictions, etc. So all these HR costs are going to be there for your employees, and they have got right to get all those benefits for themselves. And all these kind of investment in the workforce is appropriate, optimal, then only one can have a better output of these employees. Right type of HR alignment should be there. So HR practices should be aligned with all the business strategy that is made, be it the diversification, be it the merger and acquisition, be it the removing some of the products and services from the organization which are not that beneficial, be it outsourcing if required, and concentrating on the core competencies of the organization, whatever strategy, whether low cost or the penetration with the only specific kind of customers, or any high end kind of quality products, whatever the strategy the business is having, based on that one has to align all the HR practices for the employees. In case of high end kind of products and services, one has to have highly talented, highly motivated, enthusiastic people with innovative strategies or with lot of creativity and innovation in their mind, and they should be enhanced to do this. So this kind of right kind of HR alignment should be there for the business strategy. Right HR practices have to be formulated and implemented so that excellent HR policies and practices should be there for the organization, which should be minimizing the cost for the organization, at the same time motivating the employees and giving them highest job satisfaction and commitment towards the organization, because they feel that the organization is taking care of them and they are interested in the upliftment, in the development of these employees. Right kind of HR professionals should be there based on the requirement of the organization. If it's a multinational company, then they should be have the right kind of culture of the international HR managers who are expert in managing various kinds of cultural background people, diversified people all over the world. They should know how to get the rapport with various kinds of people in various parts of the world. They should know what is the culture, they should know what are the hindrances which can come there. They should have the best kind of liaisoning skills with various government officials, other private and public organizations with whom the organization will have to deal with. So one should have world class HR management systems to be there, which is going to help the multinational companies to be successful all over the world, with best of the talents available, with optimum type of resources from various parts of the world to be utilized, at the same time right kind of marketing strategies at various places based on the need of the people, based on the culture of the people they are going to have, whereby ultimately the organization's strategic objectives can be achieved effectively and efficiently, and the name and fame of the company, the brand image of the company also should improve day by day. So let's understand what are the various challenges that can occur in HR effectiveness measurement. Well, majority of HR measures, what we are doing is say employee turnover ratio. How many employees have resigned, retired, or they have been sacked due to certain reasons. In some organizations it can be 10%, in some it can be 30% also. Many times people resign from the organization not for the organization but for their bosses. Because the boss is autocratic, because he is not maintaining the decorum of self-dignity of their subordinates, they are micromanaging or typically a type X managers, one can say. It is likely that in that department, naturally the turnover ratio is going to be high. So the HR people should measure the past record of employee turnover in various departments, collate the result and find out why in those particular departments the turnover ratio is more. So overall what we do here and many of the other things of past compensation in various industries and all that, it is ultimately the past or history. So we are not forward looking for the future, what it can lead to or what happens many times, and hence it has got limited value to the decision makers regarding this kind of HR methods. The second one can say that there is low impact cost metrics, where cost per hire we are going to look into in the HR, but we cannot find out exactly how much revenue or sales will be affected by this kind of metrics. And hence overall impact of this to the organization as a whole is not possible to find out, and hence it is not going to be that much useful to the organization as a whole. It does not provide estimate of risk association with impactful problems. For example, what are the risks associated when there is a key employee turnover which is occurring? For example, yours is a defense industry. And suppose the key employee of the department resigns and goes to a rival company. How much impact it will make to the business of your organization? And suppose due to very high amount of money given by the other rival company in the opposite country where we have got enmity, you can understand it can lead to a major problem for the nation as a whole also, especially in case of defense industry. So one should, by this kind of HR effectiveness measurement what we are getting, it is not going to tell us exactly how much risk association is there with this kind of impactful problems. And hence it is not a very good index for us to do the action against this. Similarly, many times there is a poor skill development among the people because we feel that training and development is something which should be done when we have got extra money. Usually whenever there is a recession, the training and development department takes the back seat, because usually the marketing and finance and all, these are very important functions, that's what the top management believes, and they do not invest much in training and development, which is not the right kind of approach. So this will lead to poor skill development, this will lead to organization becoming obsolete, where the newer technology that is coming up, the new substitutes that are coming up, they are not able to manage to get the results out of this because they don't have sufficient skilled people available who can learn and apply this new technology for their products, so that their market share is going to go down. Secondly, many times some of the top management people believe that there is ample labor market available with us, so nothing much to bother, say they don't bother for the manpower planning, and at the last moment when they advertise, within few days somebody has to join, and then they are not taking all the care to have the right kind of hiring done, right kind of talented person as well as who is going to match with the culture of the organization. They cannot have sufficient time to do all that at times they are not doing even the proper reference check or background check of such people. And as we know, a lot of people are faking their CVs, at least 25 to 30% of them in some of the surveys it is found. And then what we get is weak hiring. And as we know, weak hiring can lead to a lot of problems for you. Number one, he is not going to be capable enough to do the work in a proper way because he is not competent. So you need a lot of time to train him. He may not be having right kind of liaisoning with the right kind of people like government officials, other private companies, public companies, etc. In that case, it will be difficult for you to run your business smoothly, and it will take a lot of time for those papers to move ahead, and hence there will be stagnancy in your product or service provision. Secondly, this hiring, when it is done not properly, they may remain absent for a long time for some or the other reason, because they are not of the right attitude and they don't have engagement with the company. Employee engagement is not there. They may not be committed to the company, in which case they may leave the company for a better salary, and at times they may take some of the important clients with them to the rival company as well. So weak hiring is another thing which is a challenge because of this. Then HR metrics do not capture why part of the issue, but what part, that means whatever issue is there with us, they can tell us that the employee turnover is more. They can tell us that it is 30% more, 20% more. They can tell us that the recruitment and selection what we have done, this time it is 10% more time has taken for the people to join. Some or the other, what part we can find out from this kind of measurement, but why it is occurring, it is very difficult to find out, and we are not getting the result for that. And in that case, we cannot take the action, specific action, which can prevent this kind of problem for your organization. And hence, effectiveness and efficiency of the organization to achieve the organization goals is adversely affected. So this is a challenge. Then comes, usually, what we are getting in HR effectiveness measurement is regarding broad areas, limited involvement by the business, usually are taken care of by such metrics and such key process indicators, etc. But external aspects of the legal aspect, social aspect, political aspect, recession, global problems, these are not taken care of in these matrices, in these metrics, and hence at times we are caught into a maze where it is difficult for us to come out because we are not thought about these things at all, and the contingency planning is not done for these kind of problems based on the HR effectiveness measurement that we have done. So we have learned various aspects of HRM effectiveness metrics. The important aspect of that is HR auditing, benchmarking, HR cost, and some of the aspects of balance scorecard and HR balance scorecard. We have also seen some of the challenges and limitations of this, and one has to still go on for getting better and better metrics for HRM effectiveness, because today HRM is becoming very important for the strategic goals to be achieved, and unless we develop specific kind of HR measurement metrics which not only tells us about the present or the past but also for the future, and see for the potential of the employees and go for the future planning for the organization as a whole, will definitely help us. So a lot of research is also needed, which will help us in achieving those things. Thank you.